Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing The Gurn's Back Continuum by William Gibson. The story first appeared in Universe 11 in 1981 and was reprinted in the seminal Mirror Shades anthology from 1986, edited by Bruce Sterling. Gurn's Back Continuum tells the story of an arts photographer who is employed to take photos of American architecture. The architecture in question is a very specific kind of architecture that is basically retrofuturistic. It's old architecture that hints at the future, the kind of future presented in pulp novels, pulp comics, that kind of thing from the 1930s. And as the photographer is going on his journey through America, taking photographs of these buildings, the imagery starts to seep into his imagination. Now, there's some really cool ideas going through this, but one that I particularly like is this idea that Gibson calls semiotic ghosts. And he basically frames it as this idea that our perception and context frames our imagination. So when we do things like hallucinate, when we imagine, when we believe we're seeing things that we aren't actually seeing, when we're thinking about things, they are influenced by our perception that's around us, by our context. He sees a friend who tells him about this girl who is assaulted by what is essentially a robotic floating bear with antennae and a flying saucer with glowing red eyes. And he said in medieval times, this girl would have been a witch who saw devils and demons. And now she sees UFOs, now she sees aliens. And it's because of this cultural context. It hints at the way myths kind of evolve through this cultural context, through stories, through our perception of the future, and how it affects things like dream logic. In a way, I think this is a work about the genre of science fiction. Gernsback was a publisher of pulp stories, of pulp magazines in the early 20th century. And I think what Gibson's doing is framing his perception of the current state of the genre and contrasting it with what the genre is perceived as being or what it used to be. So he picks off these different images of spaceships, of cars with fins and blonde people dressed in white. And it's contrasted with this grittiness. His main character is a drug taker, taking the lowest, cheapest drug. He's taking speed. He's not a cocaine person. He's taking speed. And he's going across America in a hired car. It's cheap. It's gritty. It's grubby. And if you've read something like Neuromancer, this is a theme that is kind of running through this work, this cyberpunk thing. So it's really interesting story. I really enjoyed it. William Gibson's writing is always really evocative of images. Have you read it? What did you think? Get in touch. I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. I'm on Facebook. It's John Cronshaw. That's John without an H. You can also follow me on Goodreads. And I'm posting these episodes up on my website, which is johncronshaw.com. There's also a Twitter feed for the show, which is a Short SF Review on Twitter. So get in touch, let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of the show. Be great to hear from the listeners. So until next time, cheerio.